This is Journey Free Podcast, a sacred space with Unique Hershey, a multidimensional one who loves to meet life experiences and conversation. She inspires others to embrace their differences and encourages them to love themselves for the uniqueness that they are. Listen for candid conversations on lifestyle, spirituality, wellness, sexuality, and inspiration. All are welcome to converse, engage, and share. So come catch this vibe because it's a blessing. Hey Journeys, where y'all been? It's Unique and I'm back with another episode. Hey y'all, hey. Where have I been? Thank y'all so much for taking the time to tap into this episode. I want to shout out all of our monthly supporters who have been giving to this show on a consistent monthly basis, giving back to this message, giving back to this word. I'm here for it, baby. Yeah, I know y'all probably over there like, girl, where have you been? To be honest, I was in the middle of it. Can we talk about being in the middle of it? I just want to speak this message to y'all through spirit, and I just want to thank y'all for the opportunity to even like just be with y'all yet again. I miss you so much. So thank y'all for stepping into this space. This is the last week of my 20s. I just am so grateful for my home, my family, my life, my security, my stability, my abundance, baby. Yes, yes. And I wish the same for each and every one of y'all. So if y'all listening to the sound of my voice, I just want to say thank you. Prosperity is coming to you. Abundance is coming to you. All the amazingness and the fruitfulness of life that y'all are living in it presently. Okay. But what about those times when things seem so dark? When things seem so isolating? When things seem so barren and lonely, like you're in a valley depth, the depths of it all. When you can't see your right hand out in front of you, where do we go from there? I wanted to come on this episode and talk to you guys about being in the void. And for y'all who don't know, I have definitely been in a void period in my life. I do have a YouTube channel for any new listeners. My YouTube channel is called Unique Hershey. And I recently did a mental health update talking about how I was a messy, broken, sad, and disappointed person over my 30th birthday. And as I'm recording this episode, I'm 29 years old and I'm actually 3 days before my birthday. And anybody that's tapped in spiritually, anybody that even comes from a religious background, at the bare minimum, y'all know the significance of 3 days and how significant 3 days is. It can show up in your world and it can show up in so many different ways. But for me, I'm about to be 30. 30 years old in 3 days. Y'all see them threes. We gonna get into it. But before I could get to this point of acceptance, excitement, acknowledgement, and all, I was in the middle of fear around the unknown, not knowing what was gonna happen next. I was in the void. Now, the void is an adjective. It's described as not valid or legally binding. It can also be described as being completely empty. As a noun, it means completely empty space. It is also seen as a bridge or as a suit in which a player is dealt no cards. As a verb, void is meant to declare that something is not valid or legally binding. Sometimes we have to get back to the root of what a word is. Go to our dictionaries or Google, shout out to the future for helping us out in those spaces. Shout out to AI for getting us the words that we need. Whenever y'all hear a word that you don't know, just look it up. When I was growing up as a kid, anytime I had trouble with my words, my mom was like, go get a dictionary and sound it out. I think she got that from my dad. No tea, no shade. But she was like, get that dictionary and sound it out. That's what we have to do. We have to realize, like, is this an adjective? Is it a noun? Is it a verb? What is it? So considering that void is an adjective, a noun, and a verb, that means that you could be experiencing all three different characteristics and three different aspects in the void space, whether that's one at a time, two at a time, three at a time. When it's all at once, you probably like, woo, child. when is he going to let up on me? When you're in the void, there's this feeling as if nothing is moving, nothing is shaking, nothing is happening. There's just this barren openness of nothingness, right? You try to find a way to pray to God. You try to find a way to hear from God. And it's just like you're getting no answers. You can state a certain care upon God and you bring it to God's awareness. You cast a certain thing upon him. That's 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares upon God and giving your worries and concern once and for all. And knowing that God truly cares about you. Knowing that he cares with the deepest affection and really watches over you carefully. That's the word. That's in the book. You know I didn't make that up. That was predestined, pre-written, pre-me, okay? But that's what the word says in it. So when you're in a void, it's just like, God, I thought that you cared about me. You know, sometimes we can get mad at God. Like, sometimes we feel anger towards God because things are not playing out in a way in which we had hope for ourselves. Or it may just be a feeling like there's just so much stacked against you all at once that nothing is moving and shaking in your life. And so it is up to us to really be able to navigate effectively while in the void. And so for some of y'all, you're probably like, well, what does that even mean? What does navigating effectively in the void even mean? It's really about being still and knowing that all your needs are taken care of no matter what. No matter what the situation seems like, no matter what the circumstances seem like, no matter what's going on around you, that's telling you otherwise. It's truly trusting in knowing that all is working together for your good. In the void space that is not reaching, grabbing ahead, constantly trying to chase the bag, an opportunity, a person, whatever that looks like for you. That's being still, trusting the process with the awareness of what is already pre-written and predestined for your life. That's getting in your word. And I'm not talking from this preachy Bible pusher type vibe. Y'all know I don't do that over here, okay? But some of the quotes that's in the Bible, they are really, really good. And some of them can really be applied to your situation. And I know it probably seems like, girl, you don't get it. I don't want to read no Bible right now. I don't want to look at no affirmations. And I'm not here for this positivity. I'm feeling stuck. I'm feeling no motion. What can a word do for me? Just know a word can do a lot for you. Returning to your word is a reminder. And whatever that word is, whatever the message is, whether you get it from a Bible, podcast, self-help book, close confidant, close friend, someone you can trust, it looks different for everybody. Know that you are on your own journey because you are unique. You are fearfully made. Just like we were told in the word before, it won't always hit at the time when you're in the void, but when it does, it's always divine. So think about all the times that things seem to not be working out for you. Remember how God showed up and showed out on your behalf? God is rooting for you, baby, and I'm rooting for you. Thank you to everyone who took the time to check on me when I was going through a really hard transition from my 20s to 30s. I transition in ways that y'all don't even know about right now. When I'm comfortable enough to share, okay, trust me, I will. But that part of me, I'm still going to keep it sacred. But just know that your status is also changing. The girls that get it, okay? So I want to leave y'all with the angel message. And then prayerfully, it brings you comfort as you navigate through this dark period of your life. Know that you are not alone. We all go through grief, loss, depression, uncertainty on this journey that we call life. But the dark night of the soul is only a space and time. And this too shall pass. Corinthians 4:17-18. It talks about the troubles being temporary. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I did want to take a time on this episode to look further into them threes. I did not forget about it, okay? I just had to get them downloads up off my chest and my heart. I was feeling like I was boiling over with this message. And I really pray that it's timely for y'all. I pray that it reaches you really, really deeply. But y'all know I love my numerology, okay? Numbers are all around us. They show up in synchronicities and in our daily lives. But you gotta have that awareness. So when I started recording this, it was a 3 for me. Mind you, we in a 3rd season of this podcast, and this is not the first time that we've gone over this one. Let's make space for the new listeners, though, just in case they didn't hear that episode. But all in all, I just want y'all to take whatever resonates with you above all else and lead the rest, okay? So let's get into it. Okay, so like I said, when y'all trying to look out for the different angel numbers and stuff, it's really important for us to just have that awareness and pay attention. You know what I'm saying? We can get so distracted with life. And I feel like when I was trying to get this episode out, there was so much coming against me that I could not just sit down and take the time to do it because I just put so much stuff on my plate. So it was really hard for me to get to this episode and get to this show, which I'm gonna go in depth about a little bit later. But I say that to say, don't allow the distractions that's around y'all in this 3D plane to make y'all miss the message that spirit is trying to get through to you. Just know that spirit's messages generally are very gentle and very light, and you just have to be on a certain frequency and a vibration to be able to receive that. And so I count it not odd that 3s came to me 3 days before turning 30, and the fact that it's 3 3s that means it's like triple amplified, which is always good. So we love a little amplification, period. So let's talk about what does the angel number 333 really mean. 3 in numerology is connected to creativity, communication, wisdom, and insight, as well as the trinities that we see in life. Going back to the Holy Trinity, y'all know the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. But there's so many other things that come in threes. And if you just pay attention, y'all will see how those is showing up as well. So when we think about the Trinity, it holds much more power and a message than we really think. It's how our spirit guides, ascending masters, help us to overcome the obstacles that we have in life. And the significance about it is just knowing that it's a sign that the assistance that you need is already present for you and is there and is willing to help. And you could be looking around like, dang, I see 333 everywhere, and that's for a good reason. Most of all, it suggests that you are on the right path. Even if 333s come up for you in a quote-unquote bad or negative light, know that even through those, you can still reach where it is that you're meant to be. It could be like an indicator that you may need to change your direction, but we're going to see how it shows up positively and negatively in our life. So on a positive aspect, if you're seeing 333, it can be because you're about to start a new project. So we in spring now, and y'all know that spring is about blooming things and things coming to fruition and being able to really just see things be in full bloom. And so coming into new projects, coming into new opportunities is not rare for the springtime. And the 333 is just encouraging y'all to go ahead and proceed with the new endeavor. It could be a big move, it could be a business, or something creative like a project, a creative piece that y'all have been procrastinating about, and the angels are telling y'all that now is the time to stop putting it off. So in my own personal life, me taking forever to get this episode out, right, or me taking forever to start season 4, it's a procrastination thing. And I have another video that I want to do on my YouTube channel where I'm gonna go in depth about how procrastination hinder me from living fully in my purpose. So y'all make sure y'all tap into that when it does drop, okay? I want to see y'all over there because I would love to see y'all faces and I would love to see y'all smiles. But also know that angel number 333 is an indicator that you may be a light worker. And this is not for everybody, but you know that if it's for you, you'll get that little feeling inside that like, that resonate with me. And light workers are basically people who have a spiritual purpose in life, and it's to bring joy, growth, and support to others. So if you feel like you are a light worker, 333 might be a showing up for y'all, just as an indicator that you are now on a spiritual journey, which is amazing. Welcome. And it's communicating to you about how it's important for you to step into your social aspects around spreading good and positive energy to other people. So keep that in mind. And 333 is also deeply rooted in your manifestations being heard. So creativity, change, anytime there's something that you want to manifest in your life or something that you want or need out of life, 333 is that reassurance that spirit hears you, God hears you, and they're going to work on it on your behalf. So you are able to create something out of nothing. You can cause a positive impact on the world just from your light alone. And 333 is basically a sign from the universe to remind you to put your reactions and intentions back into God's hands and basically co-create with spirit and co-create with the universe around what it is that you want and hope for yourself, right? On the flip side, numbers can also come to us as little warnings, and this may not apply to everybody. It probably just applies to a few of you guys, and when I go over these, I want you to just see how they may or may not apply to your own personal life. It could be a sign that you may need some sort of help. You could be at a tipping point. So I know I had my breakdown back at the beginning of April. I was like over the cliff. I was over the edge. And I was just so close to giving up. And so threes can come up in those type of ways to just help you be able to tackle the challenges and obstacles that's been coming up for you. It's really no need for you to suffer in silence. You know, you can ask for help and you can ask for support from positive people and even from people that's probably been in your shoes at some point in their own journey that can help you and support you through that time. So just know that you don't have to navigate this alone, that help is available to you on the earthly plane as well as in the spiritual plane, but you gotta muster the courage to actually ask for it. Some people may also see 333 when they have lost their sense of purpose. I know for me personally, like at the tail end of my 20s, I kind of felt like I was in this rat race of going to work, making money, paying bills, not having a whole lot of fun, just feeling like the weight was on my shoulders. And I really wasn't doing things that was unique. You know, I was showing up as 3D unique, which is just kind of robotic, just go with the flow, a little tumbleweedy, which those type of aspects of myself, while they're okay when, you know, the basic needs of life, like your physiological needs, your stability, your security, making money. Yeah, those fit in those type of aspects, the corporate world, you know, the Joe Schmo of life. My actual vibrant, joyful self don't really enjoy those too much. And the things that I really, really enjoy is when I'm doing my one-on-one sessions with my client. For example, I do these budget accountability sessions where I help individuals really just look at their personal finances, set goals, and help them hold themselves accountable to the things that they say that they want in life, but also be able to really unpack some of the things that they may feel about money, that they may feel about their worth, that they may feel about what they can have or cannot have. And that really invigorates me. Like, I really, really enjoy just speaking one-on-one about budget accountability, but beyond just the budget and the numbers, 80% of it is behavior, and I really just enjoy helping people find the tools that they need and being able to write down or talk through all that it is that they're processing. And the way that we make money, have money, and use our money is so intertwined with who it is that we are and what it is that we believe about ourselves and what it is that we can have. And so that's just one example of how I know that I'm living in my purpose. And so when I do things that are contrary to that, that don't really make me feel good inside, I realize that it drains me. You know, I can be really, really exhausted really, really fast, and I can also be very, very irritable. So if I'm saying 333 in those moments, I'm asking myself, how is it that I can step back into my purpose? How can I really live in my true calling of life rather than just going by the seat of my pants and hoping that things just come to me and work out? It's just like, girl, no. What action steps are you taking towards your actual purpose, not the obligatory things that you think you're supposed to be doing to survive in this world? How is it that you can actually thrive and not survive? And so 333 will show up whenever you need to make a change and you're just too scared to confront it, or you're too scared to let go of some aspect of your life that don't serve you no more. It's just telling you it's time to close the door on something that is not working for your life and just be able to open yourself up to new things that's going to truly bring you the peace, the happiness, and the motivation that you want for yourself. You may also see threes in times where you feel like something is missing, like there's this empty place, the void, right? Y'all remember? Okay. There may be this empty place, this hole, this emptiness, like this sense of unfulfillment about what it is that you're hoping for, what it is that you want for yourself. And it can be, how can I put this? Just think of it as a triangle, right? Past, present, future. And if you feel like something is off and something is missing, it's pushing you to find balance, basically, to the missing piece that you need. And it also is like joy in a dark place. So just know that your angels is always guiding you back to the light no matter what. And if there's something that you feel like is missing, I feel like you tapping into your roots, but not like the roots that you were programmed to hold on to, like your true core roots before people started telling you who you were, before you started learning societal norms and all that stuff, like really being able to connect with you, like at your core, at your source, like from the source of who it is that you are, which is really, really important. And when you do that, you'll start to see different things reveal and your triangle will start to come back together and the missing pieces of your puzzle will be complete, which is always good. Okay, so yeah, if you keep saying 333, just know that it's a time to listen, it's a time for introspection, and it is not a time to play with spirit, okay? If you do, there will be consequences, all right? As long as you're prioritizing your mind, your body, your spirit, everything is going to work out for your good. So if you need to take a moment to just stop and think about your current situation and any intentions that you have been putting into the universe, whether they good or bad, whether they positive or negative, now is the time to do it. Don't be afraid to have the courage to step into something new, to go into new doors, to close the doors on old things that don't serve you no more. It may also be calling you to step outside your comfort zone, which I know can be hard, but I will put an episode in the show notes down below if you guys need a little more guidance on stepping out your comfort zone, because that's something that I have definitely spoke a lot about on this episode. Okay, message. Okay, so that's angel number 333. Y'all take whatever it is that resonates with you. Honestly, y'all, there was so many distractions for me in attempts to get this message out for y'all. Like, when you have a calling, whenever you have a true calling, a big, big purpose on your life, there will be so many hurdles that may come in the way just for you to overcome. in order for you to truly do the work, like as a light worker, if that assignment resonates with you, doing the work for the collective, just know that the hurdles are going to come. Okay, the hurdles cannot be avoided. And baby, I went through some hurdles to get this episode out. This is my second time recording this one, actually. So yeah, sometimes they cannot be avoided, but what I can say about this episode, what I can say about this message is it ate me alive. It was in my sleep. Every time that I was doing something that was contrary to putting this episode out, I could not get it off my heart. I couldn't get it off my head. And it was at the point where spirit was not being gentle with me no more. They were like, enough is enough, girl. You got to get this episode out. So I really had to sit down and make the efforts to get this episode out because I could not have it eating me up no more. For real. So I'm just happy that we're here. And I know that because it took so much obstacles and because there were so many distractions in a way and I couldn't just allow myself the space to sit down to really do it, that there is something very, 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 very powerful in this message. And a part of me really just wanted to avoid this because I was embarrassed. I'm not gonna lie. After I did my mental health update on my YouTube channel, I was a little embarrassed. I still have not replied to those comments to this day because I felt so vulnerable and so just low and not my most ultimate self that I just wanted to avoid the whole aspect of that video because it was just another reminder that I was in a valley place after I felt like I didn't want no more valleys in my life. You get what I'm saying? I traded through so many valleys in the past decade and I just wanted to give up at that moment. I wanted to quit, but something bigger inside of me did not allow me to do that. If I can leave anything with y'all today, it's really to not allow the darkness, the void, to hinder you from fully being yourself. Okay, journeys, thank y'all so much for taking the time to listen to this episode. I missed y'all. I missed y'all tremendously. Know that you can connect with me in a few places at Unique Terche. That's Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Snapchat. If you're into spirituality content, you can connect with me on YouTube at The Unique Journey. That's where I post my oracles, prophetic words, and share how I was able to navigate my spiritual awakening process after many, many years of religious trauma and church hurt. It's so liberating to have spaces like these where I can use my voice as a beacon of light and to those who it reaches, but most importantly, myself. I'm grateful to y'all, my listeners, as well as those monthly supporters who give to this show on a consistent monthly basis. If you would like to give to this show as a way of giving back, you can check out our landing page. It'll be in the show notes down below. And just hit the show button to contribute to future episodes, guests, equipment, and appearances. I'm wishing y'all a happy, healthy, vibrant, safe week ahead. That y'all are living in your fruitfulness, your vitality, and your abundance, baby. You have now been tuned in to Journey Free Podcast, where life experiences meet conversation. I am your host, Unique Terche, and I have blessed y'all with another episode. Y'all, this is my cheers to 30. Cheers to 30. Y'all stay blessed. Y'all stay flirty. And even if you get a little dirty, make it fun. I'll catch y'all on the next episode. Bye, Journeys.